Listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo radio network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for, all.net. And the last music you heard was Tout-Puissant Orchestra Polyrythmo de Cotonou, Benin, with Malian horn player Tijani Kone, who led the legendary rail band in Bamako when it started, and then after that moved back to his hometown of Ségou, Richmond's sister city in West Africa, to lead another outstanding band called Biton de Ségou. And we heard the song Jean Famagni from the album simply entitled Tijani Kone et le Tipi Orchestra Polyrythmo de Cotonou, Benin. And an excerpt of that song can be found on the African Scream Contest compilation from Analog Africa Records, which is a real classic compilation. But you just heard the whole unedited version of that song from the original album that it came out on, which was came out originally on Alberica Stores Records in Cotonou in 1977. And it was just reissued on Friday by Acid Jazz Records. Really cool set. Highly recommended. The B-side of that one, of that album, is also very good. And let's see. Well, we're going to get back into the music and get our second hour started here in just a moment. But before we do that, let's do this.
What's going on, y'all? This is the Brook Brothers. And you can hear our music on the Other Black Music, playing all the great black music you don't hear on other Richmond radio stations.
Every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, and 97.3 FM and WRIR.org.
Yeah, that's right. All the great black music not heard not only on Richmond radio stations, but like any radio stations. And that comes up here every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with my man DJ Greybeard hosting. He was in here doing 4 hours of jazz before this, so he's catching some Z's right now. He'll be back at the top of the next hour to bring you the other black music. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Chris Fiumu passed away in his sleep on Wednesday at home in Wellington, New Zealand, at the age of 54. Moo, which is what everybody called him, founded and led the band Fat Freddy's Drop for 25 years. Now, they're one of the most popular bands that New Zealand has ever produced. Their first four albums all went to number one in their home country. And all of that happened with them working as a fully independent act. They have never signed with any record label ever. They started their own record label to put out their records, and they manage themselves as well. And they tour extensively outside of New Zealand, especially in Europe. They've only come to the U.S. a couple of dates in the whole history of the band. It's really, really far from New Zealand. So the whole second hour today of Global Agogo is going to be a tribute to Moo, and it's going to feature the music of Fat Freddy's Drop, which is one of my favorite bands, and a band that's just impossible to categorize. So let's start the hour with the song that really put them on the map back in 2002. It's called Midnight Marauders, and then I'll tell you more about Moo and Fat Freddy's throughout the hour. So here's Fat Freddy's Drop, where it's actually credited as Joe Dookey and DJ Fitchy. Midnight Marauders from 2002, right here on Global Agogo.
cigarettes and some papers. When the girl at the counter caught my eye, asked me to meet her later. She said, down by the door, get back to the store, a place where you can wait.
touch, you know I got it. Yes, I got it. When will this cease? Never gonna end. Lost my family, I lost my friends. Faces familiar, far from the same. Come a little closer, let me know. Yeah.
music of Moo, Chris Fayumu, and Fat Freddy's Drop All Hour Today on Global Agogo. And that was Wandering Eye from their first studio album called Based on a True Story. Came out in 2005. And that is the third highest selling album of all time by a New Zealand artist, which I find hard to imagine. But apparently it's true. It was like 9 times platinum or something like that. Moo's instrument in Fat Freddy's Drop is the sequencing sampler. Originally an Akai MPC, and he augmented that over the years with lots and lots of gear. He played all the drum and bass parts in the band. So there's no drummer, there's no bass player in the band. And he started in music as a DJ. First thing that he did was did a radio show on the student radio station at Victoria University, where he went to college. From there, he became part of 2 DJ collectives in Wellington that played soul, funk, hip-hop, and reggae. Those were his main musical interests at the time. And then he got interested in DJing alongside live musicians because, as one of his band members said about him, he said he just got bored with hearing his own records all the time. He wanted something different and new. And the jam sessions that he did with the singer and guitarist Dallas Tamira and the trumpeter Toby Lang, that they led to the formation of Fat Freddy's Drop in 1999. By the way, the band is named for a brand of LSD that the band dropped before one of those jam sessions. I guess maybe a particularly fruitful one. I'm not sure. But that's where Fat Freddy's Drop, the name, comes from. So before Wandering Eye, I played you Midnight Marauders, which was really Fat Freddy's Drop's first hit. This was in 2002. It was released as a 12-inch single. Back then, it was credited to Joe Dookie and DJ Fitchy. The band members in Fat Freddy's Drop all use stage names. So Moo's stage name is not Moo. He was called DJ Fitchy, which maybe was a name he used when he started DJing or something like that. I don't really know. And then Joe Dookie is the singer Dallas Tamira. Midnight Marauders not only was a hit in New Zealand, but it also picked up some airplay in Europe. And that led to Fat Freddy's first European tour in 2003. They've been touring Europe almost every summer since then. I first heard Midnight Marauders on a compilation album called Sound of the World. It came out in 2005, and it was curated by British DJ Charlie Gillett, who is one of those European DJs that really championed Fat Freddy's Drop's music. And I've been listening to the band ever since then and playing them on the radio ever since then. We started this radio station in 2005 as well. And so that's what you just heard in that first set of Fat Freddy's Drop music. And you are listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. Hey, here's another way that you can hear Global Agogo, aside from all those things I said at the top of the second hour. WRIR's friends at Fuchsia Freedom Garden, 520 North Adams Street in Jackson Ward, provide a satellite broadcast of all of WRIR's Sunday daytime programs from their solar-powered garden shed. And if your organization or business plays Global Agogo every week, especially if you do it in a cool and interesting way, please let me know and I will announce that on the air as well. And we'll get back into our tribute to Chris Fayumu and Fat Freddy's Drop in just a moment. Before we do that, we're going to another pause for the cause here. Ever heard of a watershed? A watershed is all of the land that drains into a body of water, whether it's a creek, pond, river, or the ocean. The Chesapeake Bay watershed includes 64,000 square miles over 6 states and includes 60% of the Commonwealth of Virginia. When people alter land to farm, to build, to landscape, or for transportation, they need to ensure the changes don't cause runoff pollution for people, plants, and animals downstream from them that depend on clean water. Every watershed has a unique set of challenges, but there are ways that all of us, from farmers to elementary school children to homeowners, can keep Virginia's creeks, rivers, and bays clean and productive. Tips are available at dcr.virginia.gov. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. And this week here on Global Agogo, the whole second hour is a celebration of the life and musical career of Moo, Chris Fiumu, the leader of Fat Freddy's Drop, who passed away 4 days ago. And next up is a track from their second album, Dr. Boondigga and the Big BW, a colorful title. And all the band members in the packaging are presented as characters in an adventure comic book. So it's sort of like a CD that folds out to look like a comic book. The song I'm going to play for you is called Pull the Catch from Fat Freddy's Drop, right now from the year 2009 here on Global Agogo.
These days you live on borrowed land, yes. never shed a tear. She talking and she's getting old, but you keep on chasing. Could you love someone that was never really there? The times got tough, they will never shed a tear. She talking and then she's getting old, but you keep on chasing. Because you can't break free from the silver and gold. Yeah, baby. Thank you.
Featuring the music of Fat Freddy's Drop today on Global Agogo in honor of their founder and band leader, Chris Fiumu, who passed away on Wednesday. That last song was Fish in the Sea from their album Bays, their fourth album. Before that was Silver and Gold from Blackbird, their third album. Bays came out in 2015, Blackbird in 2013. All of these albums on their own record label, which is just called The Drop Records. And we started the set with Pull the Catch from album number 2, Dr. Boondigga and the Big BW from 2009. All four of those albums made it to number 1 in New Zealand, And I don't have time to play anything from the subsequent albums, which are every bit as good as the first four. In fact, what I'm thinking about doing is just doing a part two to this next week on Global Agogo. So let me know what you think of that idea, pro or con, if you want to. As you can tell, this is a band that likes long songs. Their working process is that Moo would develop song ideas on the Akai MPC or his other gear, and then the band fleshes those ideas out in rehearsal jam sessions. Then singer Dallas Tamira writes the lyrics. That generally would be at the end of the process. So that's a working process that's pretty similar to how a lot of jam bands operate. So Fred Freddy's Drop is frequently categorized as a jam band. So if you look up like lists of jam bands, they'll frequently be on there. What's so distinctive about them, though, is the source material, which mostly comes from American and Caribbean black music. Reggae, soul, funk, jazz, hip-hop, and like you're hearing in the background with this song Shiver Man, electronic music, especially like Detroit and Chicago house. So if you can imagine a band that's a cross between the Wailers, Parliament, Fish, and Jay Dilla, that would basically be Fred Freddy's Drop. But you're hearing it for yourself, so you know what I'm struggling to describe for you. It's just fantastic music and super unique and super eclectic and, to me, super compelling and has a groove that just absolutely never ends. So we've got time for one more long Fat Freddy's jam on today's show. That's what's playing in the background, just because time-permitting reasons. And so this is the song that's really a tour de force for Chris Fiumu and all the things that he could do on a sampler. Usually closes their live sets before the encore. And I have to say, this is one of the great live bands of our current era. They've never toured the USA, but they go to Europe nearly every summer. My wife and I made a trip to Paris 3 years ago, and we made sure to time it so that we could see Fat Freddy's Drop there. They played at L'Olympia Historic Theater in Paris. Today is almost 3 years to the date of that show. That was July 17th, 2022. So we're going to finish up with the rest of Shiver Man, also from Dr. Boondigga and the Big BW. Rest in peace, Chris Fiumu, and thank you for all the great music. And thank you for tuning into this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at the same time. Next up is DJ Greybeard with the other black music. And remember, the future is unwritten.